Time now for your letters. After last week's remembrance of Peg Bracken, many of you wrote in to share your memories of the late author. From Mary Margaret Simpson of Lawrence, Kansas, I was in junior high when her I Hate to Cook book came out, and remember how my mother, also a Peg, found it scandalous and absolutely wonderful. She was a divorced mother of two, working as a schoolteacher and taking night classes, so while she liked to cook, she rarely had the time or energy. The book was a guilty pleasure for her, and your interview brought back two Pegs for me. Many of you wrote in to take issue with Tom Bowman's piece on Iraq's army and police. In the introduction, I said that there's a consensus on one aspect of the debate, that the U.S. has to maintain a strong presence in Iraq until its army and police can take charge of its own security. Pat Dowden of Seattle, Washington, disagreed. Consensus? Whose consensus? You couldn't mean a consensus among the American people. Please don't speak of consensus for anything other than protecting our troops and getting them out of harm's way. Sean Martin of Woodinville, Washington, was unhappy with Daniel Shore's description of waterboarding as simulated drowning. There is nothing simulated about it, he writes. Water is poured over the victim until within moments their need to breathe overcomes their gag reflex and they inhale water. Water begins to fill their lungs and they actually begin to drown. This is not a simulation of drowning. This is drowning. And many of you responded to Netta Ulaby's examination of Later the Same Evening, the opera written to coincide with the Edward Hopper retrospective at the National Gallery of Art. Heather Lively of Astoria, Oregon writes, I want to preface this by saying how much I adore NPR and its wide variety of intelligent and provocative reporting, but the story regarding the Hopper I found to be pretentious, annoying, and just the kind of thing mainstream media makes fun of us for. It's not just that the music was unbearably bad, but I found it way out of reach for a commoner like myself. I could only picture a handful of self-important critics swishing wine, standing in a stark gallery trying to outwit one another. Blech. Judy Mello of Portland, Oregon, had a different take. This is my third or fourth submission within 24 hours, each time stunned by the sheer magnificence of this or that feature. Netta's report on the Hopper exhibit was, well, with her beguiling tone, always as if she is bringing us into a conspiracy. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.